yesterday. In order to be concurrent with the object of meditation, beginning with the main object, an ever arising object, one has got to apply, in order to focus precisely, and to become familiar with the realizable objects, one has got to depend upon an intermediary. Yesterday I said go between. Intermediary. When the boss, the chief and the country folk are not familiar with each other, we need an intermediary, somebody in between, to connect these two persons, two people. Same thing goes in the case of the mental aspect, spiritual practice. We need an intermediary in the form of Viteka, or Viteka, aiming, the power of aim, a Jnani factor, in order to connect the two, namely the object and yourself or your mind, so that the two will become familiar with each other, so that you will become friendly, intimate, with an object of meditation. Sometimes, after one melting, you won't forget it. You'll remember all the time to connect to the object. And if you are able to do it repeatedly, it is noted repeatedly, then you are bound to become familiar with each other. That is yourself or noting mind and the object from meditation, so that the two will become friendly, familiar and intimate. So it is, Viteka is just like an intermediary to connect between the head of state or the chief and the country folk who wants to see the chief. So also in the case of yogis, as they note every arising object in the body, you connect it with the Jnani factor known as Viteka, aiming. If one applies this Jnani factor of aiming, another Jnani factor will follow as a matter of course, namely sustaining. We call in Pali Vichara. And when these two mental states or two jnanic powers are applied, then you become free from hindrances to progress, known as nirvana. That means you are free from unwholesomeness, akuratas. That is tantamount to developing chitta-vikara, mental seclusion, chitta-viveka. That means you are free from passions, free from unwholesome mental states, the mind becomes pure, such is known as mental seclusion, chaitya viveka. In short, you are noting mind is proceeding continuously. So you apply these two jnani factors of jhana, or absorption, or one-pointedness. The first one, viveka, aiming, is the opposite of sladantopa. In the case of sabantopa, they arise when you are sluggish, or lazy, or sleepy. They tend to shrink your mind. Whereas, it'll be like patta, when it is cool enough, which is refrigerator, but that will congeal, will become slimy, instead of expansive, opening up. When you apply this in Viteka, your mind becomes expansive, becomes fresh. Ka makes your mind become fresh and open. And as you sustain your loving mind on an object of attention that is applying vichara, second jhana factor, you know the identity of that object. So there's no skeptical doubt. You are not in two minds. No vichara skeptical doubt. Because this power of sustaining, or the jhana factor of sustaining, is applied so that your noble mind is sustained on the object of attention, as though your noble mind is rubbing the object meditation. Then you become free of skeptical doubt. So such are the immediate benefits of the application of these two jhana factors. That's why it is instructed to focus precisely, applying this vidyaka and vichara, which are the two jhana factors, all the time as you practice meditation.
သူပြောခဲ့တဲ့တရားနှစ်ပါးကတော့
So these two jhana factors are applied just to achieve two things, namely to be concurrent and to be sustained on the object of attention. They can do this much. However, just these two factors are not enough in order to achieve the result. The noting mind must reach the object of attention effectively. In order to do that, you need force, pushing power, or energy, virya. Applying the heat of energy, such as to be active, alert, and diligent, in order to push or drive the noting mind towards the object of attention, beginning with the main object of rising and falling. And so that you will not be hesitating, you will not be shrinking behind or getting slow, moving slowly, which is kind of exhaustion of energy or not exerting energy, known in Pali as kausajya, meaning laziness, shrinking and hesitating. So as not to happen like this, you apply diligence, the heat of energy. Only then your noting mind will reach the object of attention, beginning with the main object of rising and falling, leading to the deepening of concentration. And in order to push your noting mind, or force your noting mind, or drive your noting mind towards the object of attention, you apply three stages of energy, known as initial launching. The first of all, initial launching energy, known as Arambha Dhatu, the element of initiation. And then we have second one, named Nikama Dhatu, that is energy to overcome difficulties, liberation energy, step-up energy. And third one is Prakama Dhatu, the final energy going in stages until you reach the goal. So in this way, there are three stages of energy that you apply. So we need this energy, virya, and in order to possess this energy, we need strong zeal to undertake the practice. In order to possess this strong zeal, one must have faith, strong faith, such as the practice of satipatthana will bring about the purity of physical, verbal, mental behaviors, so that they will become unblemished, gentle, peaceful, amiable, and which is manifold, better than the worldly pleasures, which surpasses worldly pleasures. So in this way, one knows the quality of the mindfulness practice in a small way or a large way at the beginning, and knowing that these benefits are not trivial, they are very significant. In this way, one arouses one's faith and confidence to undertake the practice, because they will lead to the purification of physical, verbal, mental behaviors, and achieve real peace and happiness. Then you will start exerting energy. If, however, you lack faith and confidence, then you will lack zeal to undertake a practice, with the result that you will only hesitate in your practice, because you have no faith and confidence, no zeal to undertake the practice, and you will not exert energy. Even if you do, if you take up the practice, sometimes you may be practicing, sometimes you may not be practicing. There will be stop and go method. Sometimes you will be resting from the practice. At other times you may be practicing. Sometimes you may be indulging in conversations and things like that. Such is the cowardliness. Then you will not succeed in this practice, especially in this high-level discipline of the way of mindfulness. Then, in the course of the practice, you feel physical pain, then you don't want to fail. You cannot overcome it, so you want to give up. Instead of facing such difficulties with courage, you are shrinking back, because you are cowardly. In that case, you got to apply the second stage of energy in order to overcome the difficulties, known as liberating energy. If instead you are hesitating in this high-level discipline of the way of mindfulness, if you turn the monk to kosaja, then you are laid back, lazy, and such kind of people may be despised and blamed by others as being cowardly and hesitant. So this kind of laziness or laid back, state of laid back, is a great hindrance to the practice. So you need courageous effort at the risk of one's body and life in order to become the real Satipatthana hero. Otherwise, you will be abused. Just like when a person is shrinking back from physical situation, he or she is liable to be abused as being inferior, kosaja, lazy, laid-back person, lazy bones, and things like that. And you'll be labeled as cowardly. Many will look down upon you. So in that, not that this will not happen, you will apply these energies in stages. First of all, the initial launching energy, that is to begin with. And when it comes to difficulties like feeling excruciating pain in the body, you will try to come with stepped-up energy. In the case of initial energy, you will not be able to overcome such difficulties. In which case, you have got to boost up your energy, apply the stepped-up energy, in order to overcome so-called kosaja, laziness, to gain the upper hand.
Arambha dhatu.
You apply this arambha dhatu, the initial launching energy, in the beginning, as you are noting every arising object, beginning with the main object of rising and falling. This is nurturing your practice. to exert your energy every second of the time, every moment of the practice. This is the application of initial launching energy. Now this should go up in stages, building up momentum, and you apply this energy every second of the time, without missing it, without any gap. And as you continue to practice in the course of your practice, the energy will arise in succession. That is, preceding energy is succeeded by succeeding energy, and they will become continuous. Or the preceding energy will be continuous with the succeeding energy. In this way, energy will build up momentum. In this way, there will be new energy arising in full force because you are building up momentum, and then you will be able to overcome this laziness known as kausalya. In order to overcome laziness, the initial launching energy is not enough. It doesn't possess enough force to overcome this laziness. You've got to apply the second stage, liberating energy, in order to overcome this laziness. At that stage, you are said to have come to the stage of what is known as sustained energy. You are sustaining your energy, known as Arada Virya. Because you have already begun this energy, and this energy is going on. It is an ongoing energy, building up momentum, because you have already nurtured it. So you have to apply your energy to come to this stage, being known in Pali as Arada Virya, sustained energy, leading to what is known as Pragahita Virya. That means, Pragahita Virya means, it's just like when you're lifting up a substance or a heavy substance, a bag or something. You lift it up so that it goes up and up without falling down, and at the same time without stagnation, without stopping in the middle. It only goes up. Such is known as Pragahita Virya, uplifting energy, you may call it. So this Pragahita Virya is applied until you reach the goal. In that case, it becomes known as Paripurna Virya, fulfilling energy. That is the end energy, energy to reach the goal, or energy at the time of the goal. So in this way, Virya energy goes up, builds up momentum until you are able to see Nibbana with path and its fruit. So at that stage, at a later stage, you don't need to be concerned about lifting up your energy. So long as you are applying this initial energy and the second stage energy to overcome laziness, every moment of your practice, the energy will build up momentum by itself. And in this way, you will be able to reach the goal. And not to repeat it, first the Arada Virya, sustained energy, then to Pragahita Virya, uplifting energy, and lastly, Paripurna Virya, fulfilled energy. Virya energy has its qualities, such as natural characteristics, function, manifestation, and things like that. However, at this stage, all you have to do is apply your energy at every stroke of mindfulness, every stroke of energy, while you are bound to gain the benefit. And this is how you gain the benefit. If, however, you are not applying the initial launching energy, you will not be able to apply the second stage energy to overcome difficulties. That means you are not persevering, You lack perseverance. You tend to give up. In that case, you are opening the way to unwholesomeness, such as greed, hatred, and delusion, which are unwholesome things. They will flow like waterfall and force, not just slow falling, but forceful falling of this unwholesomeness. You won't be able to close the door to this unwholesomeness. You will not be able to open the door to wholesomeness, namely non-greed, non-hatred, and non-delusion. Instead, you will be drifted along a current of unwholesomeness with nothing to depend on, like a person who has drowned. He or she cannot reach the bottom, nor the sides, nor upwards, so that he or she is just drifting along without anything to depend upon, leading to suffering, much suffering. If, however, you apply normal Yangqing energy to begin with, and then boosting it up, then you'll be closing, slowly closing that door or the path to this Akusala waterfall, unwholesomeness, waterfall, unwholesomeness, like which falls like a waterfall, until at last you'll be able to close it all together, opening the way to wholesomeness by applying mindfulness, leading to deepening of concentration, so that the path to wholesomeness, which is led by Siddhi Samadhi, will open up. Such is the benefit of the practice. If you don't apply energy, you'll be opening the door to unwholesomeness, such as with greed, you'll be indulging in unwholesomeness. As a result of greed, you'll be indulging in unwholesomeness as a result of anger and so on. And also, you'll be indulging unwholesomeness as a result of the stupidity or folly or delusion, moha. In this way, one or the other of physical, verbal, mental behaviors will be committed. And then, that is because you are not exerting energy, enough energy. So instead of doing that, if you practice in order to keep the door open to wholesomeness, that will be the immediate result of the application of energy. When we say this viriya is abandoning akusala, it is not that it abandons or overcomes the unwholesomeness which has already arisen, nor does it abandon or overcome the unwholesomeness which is happening, nor does it abandon or overcome unwholesomeness which has already arisen. So what is it? Instead, you are just slack and not exerting enough energy, you are lazy and not awake enough, not diligent, then what will happen? Your mind will be led by greed. That means you will have the mind which is led by greed. And you will have mind led by hatred. Anything, if you see something undesirable, at once there will be hatred, you become upset. In this way, your mind is said to be led by anger or hatred. And then, not being able to note the obvious object, to know the true nature of that object, you are deluded. Such is moha, delusion. Your mind is said to be deluded. So all these things will be flowing like current all the time. And if you just note, in order to send your mind into the body to a safe place, that is, if you are noting every arising object, these unwholesome things which can arise if you are not mindful, if you are not applying energy, will not have a chance to arise in your stream of consciousness. You are not accepting them. These unwholesomeness, great hatred and delusion, will not have a chance to arise in your stream of consciousness by not accepting them. So by not giving them a chance to arise in your stream of consciousness is what is known as abandoning, overcoming. In this way, these unwholesomeness will not have a chance to occupy your mind or to occupy your body. They have no place in your body. They have no place in your mind. Such is not accepting, such is abandoning or overcoming. In this way, these unwholesomeness and defilements are not accepted. And by not accepting, they are said to be abandoned. And by not giving a chance to arise in your stream of consciousness, you are said to be abandoning these unwholesome things. So, if you are not noting the obvious object with the fixation of energy, then there will come these unwholesomeness. So in order that this should not happen, you have to be diligent by applying energy so that these unwholesomeness will not have a chance to occupy your mind. In this way, exerting energy to note the obvious object of meditation with courage. By exerting the initial launching energy and slowly lifting up, slowly building up momentum so that you will be doing away with, you will be free from the pull or gravitation of defilements. Especially this despicable slackness or dizziness known as kosaja. Slowly it will go away and you will be free from the orbit or the gravitation of this kind of defilement. So one has got to nurture this kind of practice, such as bhavana in Pali, mind development practice, so that you will be free from the pull of the defilement. By not accepting these defilements, you just nurture this practice, such as bhavana, and especially you will be free from the pull of this despicable slackness or laziness called kosaja, so that your practice, your energy will become developed from minor stage, from small stage, and it will become developed. In this way, you are nurturing the practice, such as bhavana. And as you accumulate these moments of practice, you come to reach the wonderful type of wonderful energy, as we have discussed. First, the arada viriya. This arada viriya, giving us the sustained energy, that is, the previous, preceding energy is continuous with succeeding energy. The energy has already begun and you are building up. It's ongoing and such is known as aradhavriya. And as you exert this aradhavriya, it will become heroic energy. And in this way, from initial launching energy, you uplift your energy to the second stage of boosting up the energy, liberating energy to overcome difficulties. Such is also called bhavana. So in order to see the truth, one has got to practice not to become intimate or familiar or friendly with the object that is arising in the body in order to gain real peace and happiness as you have desired. So practice in all the four postures, all the time, except the time when you are fast asleep. Focus your attention on object of attention, on object of meditation in order to be concurrent. And there will be no need to indulge in other things like conversations and things like that. If you are giving priority to things besides the practice, then there will be no assurance that you will see the truth. And also if you are just practicing, sometimes not practicing, doing this stop and go method without applying energy, then also there is no assurance of gaining insight. And if you are just slack in your practice, there will be time will consume without any progress. So in order to become familiar and intimate with the truth, to realize the general peace and happiness, all you have to do is just listen to the instructions given and practice in accordance with the discipline laid down. And to focus your attention to the concurrent with object. Then your mindfulness, satisamadhi, mindfulness concentration will arise automatically. So try and utilize the time to good advantage. That's all for today.